This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se zyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. Ye sirf number nahi hai, ye strong macroeconomic signal hai. ये संदेश है कि भारत आज ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी का ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बन रहा है और हमारे ये आंकड़े तब है जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ 3% के आसपास है.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. Mr. Modi further said that for transforming tomorrow, change is firmly rooted in the strong foundation being built today. He mentioned that India's potential has long been untapped, but conventionally underdeveloped sectors like the Northeast, villages, Tier 2 and 3 cities, women and youth, blue economy and space sector are now realizing their full potential. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and government has now strengthened. He said that earlier the system was skeptical of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. Dr. Jaishankar also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement or FTA with them. He added that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. India and the United States have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and renewed their commitment to strengthening multilateral cooperation in the field of countering terrorism, including in the UN, Quad, and the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF. The two countries held the 21st meeting of the India-USA Joint Working Group, or JWG, on counterterrorism and the 7th Designation Dialogue on December 3rd. The government has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all cancelled or disrupted flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Our correspondent reports that the directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by IndiGo, causing disruption and inconvenience to passengers across the country. The BJP has accused senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for allegedly disrespecting the country by not attending several national events. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia mentioned recent incidents, including that the Independence Day celebrations, oath-taking ceremony of the Chief Justice of India and the Republic Day parade, where Mr. Gandhi was absent. Mr. Bhatia alleged that the Congress leader attends international events but is rarely present at such important constitutional events. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will participate as a chief guest at the launch of the Silver Jubilee Year of Brahma Kumari's Om Shanti Retreat Center in Gurugram today. The event marks the beginning of the year-long celebration of 25 years of spiritual service by the retreat center. During the event, Mr. Radhakrishnan will formally inaugurate the 24th annual day celebrations of the center, marking the start of its Silver Jubilee observance. And in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the third and final ODI of the three-match series in Vishakhapatnam. The men in blue achieved the target of 271 runs in just 39.5 overs. For India, Yashasvi Jaiswal scored unbeaten 116 runs, while half centuries from Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli held the team comfortably chased down the target. And that is the end of this news bulletin.